Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting second. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Welich. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The right fielder, George Case. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dutch Leonard. And now, play ball. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich bunts, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welich. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner takes first base on ball four. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura moves to third. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge is 0 for 1 in the game. Welledge hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. Judnick moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berardino. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Bloodworth applying the tag. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hefner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Welledge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura juggles the ball. That's an error on Bonura. Kennedy moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields it and throws to second for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe who is chasing the ball. Travis reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Travis scores. It's Browns, 1, Senators, 1. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Bloodworth moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge is 0 for 2 in the game. Welledge hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Welledge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hefner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a line drive towards short. Berardino reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welledge. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Kennedy moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe is walked intentionally. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Cullenbine scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Farrell for a passed ball. Radcliffe moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. McQuinn scores. It's 5-1, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Travis hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early pinch hits for Dutch Leonard. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge is 0-for-3 in the game. Welledge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hefner fields the ball and throws to second. Berardino drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Berardino. Lewis moves to second. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lewis scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Browns. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Radcliffe strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-4 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Chet Lobbs now playing left field. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Travis takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Travis moves to second. Sam West pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.